From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Arkansas's junior U.S. Senator Tom Cotton is one of the harshest critics of the United States' deal with Iran and five other world powers. The deal is intended to prevent the Islamic Republic from obtaining a nuclear weapon. On the news that Congress will likely not succeed in blocking the agreement, I recently spoke to Cotton about the deal, his recent Middle East visit, and the Syrian refugee crisis. It appears unlikely that Congress will be able to block the Iran nuclear deal, of which you've been one of the most vocal critics in recent months. That being the case, what sort of additional congressional measures do you or would you like to see in the future that would address the threat of Iran on the region?
Assuming it does go forward, then I think it's very important that the Congress work with the administration and our allies in the region to take additional measures to stop Iran's regional aggression and to ensure that they don't have a nuclear breakout in the short term. So the first thing we might do is make very clear and explicit the kind of activity that we would consider to be in violation of the agreement and the immediate consequences that would flow from that agreement. Second, we need to work in an even closer fashion with allies like Israel and some of the Sunni Arab states in the region to share more intelligence so we can be sure that we're detecting both Iran's nuclear activities as well as their support for terrorism and support for proxies like Bashar al-Assad in Syria and the Shiite militias in Iraq. Third, we probably need to consider additional military support for allies like Israel, who need to not only deter the Iranian nuclear threat, but the immediate threat that Iran poses their support for terror groups on Israel's borders like Hamas and like Hezbollah.
You recently made a visit to the Middle East. Tell me, what did you learn from that trip?
Well, I met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and many other members of the Israeli parliament, both in the majority and in the minority, met with many normal Israeli citizens who live under the constant threat of rocket fire or terrorist attacks. And one thing that struck me is just how nearly uniform opposition to this Iran deal is, from the prime minister down to the proverbial man on the street. And while they all know that the nuclear consequences are the gravest consequences, the more immediate consequences are Iran's support for terrorism and regional proxies like Bashar al-Assad.
Given the vast numbers of Syrian refugees coming out of that conflict, every day we're hearing about thousands and thousands of Syrian refugees pouring into Europe. Can America do more to help these refugees resettle here?
Well, the most important thing the United States can do to help these refugees is to help ultimately bring a fighting to the end in Syria. President Obama's policy in Syria has been flawed from the very beginning because he's essentially stood aside and watched as Bashar al-Assad massacred his own people, watched as the Islamic State rose to power and took control of much territory in Syria, watched as al-Qaeda-aligned extremists began to take control of other territory. In the end, though, with up to 4 million Syrian refugees outside the borders of Syria, another 7 million displaced inside Syria, the solution is not the United States, is not even in Europe. What needs to happen is for Syrians to stay closer to their country. That's one reason why I visited the biggest refugee camp in Jordan, to hear about the conditions there and what might happen, and ultimately to be able to resettle them in a country of their own. Some Syrians are already going back to certain areas of the country that are under the control of local opposition forces. The United States can do more to support those fighters. It can do more to provide safe zones with our air power and our air defenses against Bashar al-Assad's regime, which continues to indiscriminately bomb, sometimes with chemical weapons, civilians on the ground, to ultimately ensure that the best solution to any refugee problem is the solution that we can see in Syria, which is stopping the fighting and getting these people resettled in their home country.
Senator Tom Cotton, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You can hear the full interview at KUAR.org. I'm Chris Hickey, KUAR News.